From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Government officials said today there are some disturbing similarities between recent letters found to contain the anthrax bacteria. But FBI authorities say they do not have proof that the letters sent to offices in New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Nevada are connected to organized terrorism or to the September 11th attacks. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is sending a message about hoaxes by charging a man with failing to admit that an anthrax scare was just a joke. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Just last Friday, the FBI was referring to the cases of anthrax as isolated criminal investigations. But now that scientists have confirmed the presence of anthrax in mail in New York, Washington, Florida, and Nevada, FBI Director Robert Mueller said the FBI has no choice but to treat each reported instance as a bio threat.
While organized terrorism has not been ruled out, so far we have found no direct link to organized terrorism. There are, however, certain similarities between letters sent to NBC in New York and to Senator Daschle's office here in Washington.
For example, the handwriting on the letters is similar, and they both reportedly came from Trenton, New Jersey, where several of the hijackers lived. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control are testing and comparing the powders from these letters and from the letter in Florida to see if the anthrax is from the same strain or from the same source. Mueller also said the FBI has received more than 2,300 anthrax or similar scares since October 1st. The overwhelming majority, he said, are false alarms or practical jokes. Attorney General John Ashcroft said each hoax will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Ashcroft then announced that the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut has charged an employee of the State Department of Environmental Protection with such a hoax. On October 11th, Ashcroft said, Joseph Ferrinaris found a sheet of paper with a powdery substance and the misspelled word anthrax on it.
The complaint charges that Ferrinaris knew the incident was a hoax, but reportedly stood by silent as 800 employees were evacuated and 12 employees were forced to disrobe and be washed down with a decontamination solution.
The complaint alleges he lied to the FBI about it. If he's found guilty, Ashcroft said, he faces 5 years in prison and potentially as much as $3 million in fines. According to FBI sources, the government is considering several theories when it comes to the anthrax incidents. First, there is a possibility that individuals in the U.S. separately sent letters with anthrax, or that a group of people not connected with Islamic extremism might have launched a smaller coordinated effort. Oliver Revelle, who used to run the FBI's counterterrorism section, says the targets of these attacks are the type that might attract attention of overseas terrorists.
The targets do suggest something. I mean, obviously started with the news media and then now have moved to political leadership and to companies which represent the economic might of the United States, such as Microsoft.
And then there is a possible connection to the hijackers or their friends. Several of the letters were mailed from places the hijackers lived, New Jersey and Florida. And Revelle points out another connection. The real estate agent who rented apartments to at least two of the suspected hijackers is married to the editor of the Sun tabloid, published in Boca Raton. That's where eight people have tested positive for anthrax. One man died.
That is a very strange circumstance, and if I was running the operation, that certainly would be an area of intensive scrutiny, because I frankly don't believe in coincidences.
FBI Director Mueller said the threat that prompted last week's alert has not diminished, and Ashcroft said that even if the anthrax cases are not connected to last month's attacks, quote, any time someone sends anthrax through the mail, it is an act of terrorism. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.